to the masters. Break it down. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN. And if you missed any of the first hour, which included Jong drinking a very powerful beer and starting a second one and going on a 5-minute monologue about how he got into the business.
Cheers, Jong.
And AJ popped open a Shiner, which is a lot lower in a...
Well, that's all he has.
Well, that's all I've got, Jong.
Do you want some of this pumpkin
ale? I'll drink some of your pumpkin ale. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, come here.
But I'm just, let's have a toast, though. I mean, cheers.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we're doing. If you missed any of that, it's all available on podcastarena.com.
Well, let me drink this water so I can have something to pour it into.
Yeah.
You want some of this?
Oh, no, I said I can't drink today. Tomorrow, though, about 10 a.m.
I should have had some water before I had the beer.
You don't need that. Here, just pour some in there.
Yeah, pour a little bit in there.
I don't want to drink the whole thing, Jong. That's on you.
Yeah, you got to finish. That's enough. That's enough
good.
Right there.
That's plenty.
Stop.
Hey,
we're saying when.
I've got a radio show to do.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The best part about this whole thing is, yeah, they're having a going away party for one of the salespeople. How's that beer?
It's nice.
Is it?
It's a sour pumpkin beer.
Yeah, I'm not big on sours, but I've heard really good things about it. So anyway, so they're having a party in there, and I said, yeah, we bought Jong some beer, so we're having him drink it on air. Like, oh, that's awesome. I love working at a place that encourages you to do that.
It's nice.
It is.
They try to get me to do vodka and tequila shots. I was like, hell no.
And then they were getting, then they were, they all wanted to know about me and Granado's daughter. They were all like, you know, you hit on Granado's daughter. I think they didn't get the whole joke of it.
Yeah.
But I think they all think I was hitting on Granado's daughter, which isn't the case, by the way.
I think that's because they know you well enough.
That's probably
they
true.
They assume that that's what it was, but.
I'm getting texts from my girlfriend saying, don't drink too much. LOL, don't drink too much.
Oh, listen.
No, she knows that I'm having fun. She's like, you know, have your fun, but try not to get
Listen, Jong will make it work either way.
If
Jong has to push rope, he'll push rope. I did dump that. I don't know if you can say that.
I don't think you can.
I didn't get the reference, but I'll dump it.
Yeah, you'll drink to that.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that.
If Jong will take care of business is what I meant to say.
Yes.
Jong will take care of business.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it never fails, though. That's how it starts, Jong. I'm just going to tell you, don't drink too much. Don't gamble too much. Don't go out with your friends too much. Next thing you know, you're bitter and divorced 3.5 times or 2.5 times.
Lamont says, I will say this again, and I actually laugh because this is actually pretty accurate. If you ever watch that 70s show.
I agree.
AJ is Kelso, Fred is Hyde, Jong is Fez. And that's,
I completely agree with that.
That is
statement.
A really good analogy by Lamont.
I think you're right.
I'm a much less handsome Kelso, unfortunately, but yeah.
I'm much less handsome, too.
Yeah, but
we all are, really. Anyway,
even Fez used to bang Lindsay Lohan. Fez used to get a lot of tail.
Yeah. No, that was not Fez. That was.
No, that's Wilmer Valderrama.
Yeah. I'm saying, but that's not his character.
Not
character.
Fez, but like the guy that played Fez. Mike says, where do I find this liquid gold that Jong... Everybody wants to know what you're drinking because it works.
It's called The Beast Grand Cru Ale and Avery Brewing Company, right? The Devil's Ale. It's 17.2.
That's good stuff, man.
It is good stuff.
Texas Beer Refinery says they're going to send us some Mexican IPA for the show next week.
Awesome.
I'm down with that, guys.
Awesome.
It's like a it's a key lime IPA.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so good.
That sounds good.
So good. We need to have a day of the week where we just get drunk in studio every day.
I think that's a great plan.
Nick says he's got 5 minutes in the car. It's time to sing. What do you think, John? What's your song for this week?
What do you want me to sing?
I don't know. What have you been into lately? What's been your jams lately?
You know what? I'll think about it, and I will come up with it in the next break.
Give me a few options.
Okay.
Because I got to pick a good song for you.
All right. Well, that's coming up next, but let's grab a quick phone call. Terry, you're on the Blitz. Go.
What's Patrick? How you doing?
Hey, sports.
Hey, just wanted to follow up on the guy that called about the gambling. You guys are right, man. You got to do your own research, pick a few games you like. But wanted to tell you something. You guys are probably aware of this, but some of your listeners may not be. I had a buddy that had a picking service back before the internet, and he had 800 phone number. And he would just literally, you know, 400 people call in. He gave half of them Team A, half of them Team B. Those 200 that win would call him back. He did the same thing.
Yeah.
After four times, he's got about 25 guys that just get four in a row, and they're just begging to open up their wallet for him. So you got to watch that stuff. But enjoy listening to your show. I'll hang up and listen to y'all talk.
Thanks. Yeah, and that's fairly common. And what I would just, yeah, that's what I tell people. It's, you know, I would never tell you not to, you know, not spend your money the way you want to. But if you really want to be good at it long term, don't let other people do your work for you.
Yeah.
And this isn't like having somebody come and mow your lawn, you know, if you just don't feel like doing it that week. If you're going to gamble, you need to do your own work. It's your money, man, your investment. And I know I'm making it sound like it's hard, but it's not easy if you want to win. But, yeah, you can take what AJ – the same thing I used to tell people about horse picks. Take my picks, but then take something of your own in there, throw it together. And, you know, that way – I mean, the part of winning is being right, at least for me. Part of getting a bet right, hitting the thrill for me on a big bet is that I got it right. And then I went and I talked to two or three people. I looked at all my stuff, and all of it came together. And okay, I'm making an educated decision, and damn, I was right. I love that.
Yeah.
That's the best feeling in the world. It's a hell of a lot better than like, oh, I made $100 because so-and-so, I paid a guy 50. It's not for me. And I don't think it's for most of you guys either. That's why we did the audiobook. I want you guys to figure out how to do it on your own. And then take all the information available to you.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift?
Possibilities.
What do you think, Jung?
I'm trying to think. I'm running through.
Bad Blood?
No.
Billy wants us to do, can we do some beers and cigars soon? I'm down with that. Yeah, I gotta get out and get some more cigars, man. I haven't been doing that lately.
I don't think we can smoke in the studio.
Knock out this window. Nobody's going to notice.
It's true.
Just light those suckers up.
I will do Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Wildest Dreams.
Next segment?
Sure.
All right. Now we've got something to look forward to, guys.
So I think we're going to wait until the 6 o'clock hour to go through the NFL games because we've kind of gotten off track with Drunk Jong.
Yeah, someone asked earlier, Jadeveon Clowney, if you didn't hear during the updates, Jadeveon Clowney is not going to play. On Sunday, he's got an ankle injury, which he suffered before halftime in the Colts game, and he just missed a couple plays. Missed practice all this week, and someone said, can we just call Clowney an injury-prone bust now? The guy rolled his ankle, and when you're – I mean, he's still technically recovering from microfracture surgery. Like, that's not an easy surgery to recover from. I think they're just being extra cautious with him.
Yeah, I bet he could play. He played the whole second half on it last week. So, and as far as the bust thing goes, to this point for where he was drafted, yeah, he's been a disappointment. But I'm not ready to put him into that category yet.
But if you're 1-4, are you wanting to push a guy out there with an injury that you've got a hefty investment in?
No,
I'm not.
You're going to need him to go 4-12 next year. Yeah. You better get that guy healthy. Either that or teach him to play quarterback. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I have to say I have a bad feeling about this game Sunday. I think the Texans, if the defense that they had last year shows up, they win the game. But we haven't seen that all year. And I'm getting a little concerned that we're not ever going to see it.
Yeah.
And that being the case, I don't know. I'm going to be positive. I believe it will be Brian Hoyer's finest hour.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the game's 3 hours long. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN. And if you missed any of the first hour, which included Jong drinking a very powerful beer and starting a second one, and going on a five-minute monologue about how he got into the business.
Cheers, John.
And AJ popped open a Shiner, which is a lot lower in a...
Well, that's all he has.
Well, that's all I've got, John.
Do you want some of this pumpkin
ale? I'll drink some of your pumpkin ale, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, come here.
But I'm just, let's have a toast, though. I mean, cheers.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we're doing. If you missed any of that, it's all available on podcastarena.com.
Well, let me drink this water so I can have something to pour it into.
Yeah.
You want some of this?
Oh, no, I said I can't drink today. Tomorrow, though, about 10 a.m.
I should have had some water before I had the beer.
You don't need that. Here, just pour some in there.
Yeah, pour a little bit in there.
I don't want to drink the whole thing, John. That's on you.
Yeah, you got to finish. That's enough.
That's
enough
good.
Right there.
That's plenty.
Stop.
Hey.
We're saying when.
I've got a radio show to do.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The best part about this whole thing is, yeah, they're having a going away party for one of the salespeople. How's that beer?
It's nice.
Is it?
It says a sour pumpkin beer.
Yeah, I'm not big on sours, but I've heard really good things about it. So anyway, so they're having a party in there, and I said, yeah, we bought Chong some beer, so we're having him drink it on air. Like, oh, that's awesome. I love working at a place that encourages you to do that.
It's nice.
It is.
They try to get me to do vodka and tequila shots. I was like, hell no.
And then they all wanted to know about me and Granado's daughter. They were all like, you know, you hit on Granado's daughter. I think they didn't get the whole joke of it.
Yeah.
But I think they all think I was hitting on Granado's daughter, which isn't the case, by the way.
I think that's because they know you well enough.
That's probably
they
true.
Assume that that's what it was, but.
I'm getting texts from my girlfriend saying, don't drink too much. LOL, don't drink too much.
Oh, listen.
No, she knows that I'm having fun. She's like, you know, have your fun, but try not to get
too plastered. Listen, Jong will make it work either way.
If
Jong has to push rope, he'll push rope. I did dump that. I don't know if you can say that.
I don't think you can.
I didn't get the reference, but I'll dump it.
Yeah, you'll drink to that.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that.
If Jong will take care of business is what I meant to say.
Yes.
Jong will take care of business.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it never fails, though. That's how it starts, Jong. I'm just going to tell you, don't drink too much. Don't gamble too much. Don't go out with your friends too much. Next thing you know, you're bitter and divorced 3.5 times or 2.5 times.
Lamont says, I will say this again, and I actually laugh because this is actually pretty accurate if you ever watch that 70s show.
I agree.
AJ is Kelso, Fred is Hyde, Jong is Fez. And that's,
I completely agree with that.
That is
statement.
A really good analogy by Lamont.
I think you're right.
I'm a much less handsome Kelso, unfortunately, but yeah.
I'm much less handsome, too.
Yeah, but
we all are, really. Anyway.
Even Fez used to bang Lindsay Lowe. Fez used to get a lot of tail.
Yeah. No, that was not Fez. That was...
No, that's Wilmer Valderrama.
Yeah. I'm saying, but that's not his character.
That's not Fez, but like the guy that played Fez. Mike says, where do I find this liquid gold that Jong... Everybody wants to know what you're drinking because it works.
It's called the Beast Grand Cru Ale and Avery Brewing Company, right? The Devil's Ale. It's 17.2.
That's good stuff, man.
It is good stuff.
Texas Beer Refinery says they're going to send us some Mexican IPA for the show next week.
Awesome.
I'm down with that, guys.
Awesome.
It's like a it's a key lime IPA.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so good.
That sounds good.
So good. We need to have a day of the week where we just get drunk in studio every day.
I think that's a great plan.
Nick says he's got 5 minutes in the car. It's time to sing. What do you think, John? What's your song for this week?
What do you want me to sing?
I don't know. What have you been into lately? What's been your jams lately?
You know what? I'll think about it and I will come up with it in the next break.
Give me a few options.
Okay.
Because I got to pick a good song for you.
All right. Well, that's coming up next, but let's grab a quick phone call. Terry, you're on the Blitz. Go.
What's Patrick? How you doing?
Hey, sports.
Hey, just wanted to follow up on the guy that called about the gambling. You guys are right, man. You got to do your own research, pick a few games you like. But wanted to tell you something. You guys are probably aware of this, but some of your listeners may not be. I had a buddy that had a picking service back before the internet, and he had 800 phone number, and he was just literally, you know, 400 people call in. He gave half of them team A, half of them team B. Those 200 that win were calling back. He did the same thing.
Yeah.
After four times, he's got about 25 guys that just hit four in a row, and they're just begging to open up their wallet for him. So you got to watch that stuff. But enjoy listening to your show. I'll hang up and listen to y'all talk.
Thanks. Yeah, and that's fairly common. And what I would just, it's what I tell people. It's, I would never tell you not to, not spend your money the way you want to. But if you really want to be good at it long term, don't let other people do your work for you.
Yeah.
And this isn't like having somebody come and mow your lawn. If you just don't feel like doing it that week. If you're going to gamble, you need to do your own work. It's your money, man, your investment. And I know I'm making it sound like it's hard, but it's not easy if you want to win. But, yeah, you can take what AJ – the same thing I used to tell people about horse picks. Take my picks, but then take something of your own in there, throw it together. And, that way – the part of winning is being right, at least for me. Part of getting a bet right, hitting the thrill for me on a big bet is that I got it right. And then I went and I talked to two or three people. I looked at all my stuff, and all of it came together. And okay, I'm making an educated decision, and damn, I was right. I love that.
Yeah,
that's the best feeling in the world. It's a hell of a lot better than like, oh, I made $100 because so and so I paid a guy 50. It's not for me, and I don't think it's for most of you guys either. That's why we did. That's why we did the audiobook. I want you guys to figure out how to do it on your own. And then take all the information available to you.
Yeah.
A lot of Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift?
Possibilities.
What do you think, John?
I'm trying to think. I'm running through.
Bad Blood?
No.
Billy wants us to do, can we do some beers and cigars soon? I'm down with that. Yeah, I gotta get out and get some more cigars, man. I haven't been doing that lately.
I don't think we can smoke in the studio.
Knock out this window. Nobody's going to notice.
That's true.
Just light those suckers up.
I will do Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Wildest Dreams.
Next segment?
Sure.
All right. Now we've got something to look forward to, guys.
So I think we're going to wait until the 6 o'clock hour to go through the NFL games because we've kind of gotten off track with Drunk Jong.
Yeah, someone asked earlier, Jadeveon Clowney, if you didn't hear during the updates, Jadeveon Clowney is not going to play on Sunday. He's got an ankle injury, which he suffered before halftime in the Colts game, and he just missed a couple plays. Missed practice all this week, and someone said, can we just call Clowney an injury-prone bust now? The guy rolled his ankle, and he's still technically recovering from microfracture surgery. Like, that's not an easy surgery to recover from. I think they're just being extra cautious with him.
Yeah, I bet he could play. He played the whole second half on it last week. So, and as far as the bus thing goes, to this point for where he was drafted, yeah, he's been a disappointment. But I'm not ready to put him into that category yet.
But if you're 1-4, are you wanting to push a guy out there with an injury that you've got a hefty investment in?
No,
I'm not.
You're going to need him to go 4-12 next year. Yeah. You better get that guy healthy. Either that or teach him to play quarterback. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. I have to say I have a bad feeling about this game Sunday. I think the Texans, if the defense that they had last year shows up, they win the game. But we haven't seen that all year. And I'm getting a little concerned that we're not ever going to see it.
Yeah.
And that being the case, I don't know. I'm going to be positive. I believe it will be Brian Hoyer's finest hour.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the game's 3 hours long. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Classic Chevy Sugarland presents the Barry Warner Minute.
Now that the exciting Astros season has ended, we must turn our attention to the overrated, underachieving Texans. before they can beat another team, they have to quit beating themselves with dumb penalties, poor tackling, wrong routes, and bad coaching. And as bad as the Texans are, Jacksonville is worse, blowing far more picks than Rick Smith, especially in the first round. The Texans led the NFL last season with 28 takeaways. May I remind you, they won against five rookie quarterbacks and beat only one playoff team. Blake Bortles, a long way from being a franchise quarterback. Part of it, he doesn't have too many weapons. Vegas has the Jaguars a one-point favorite. The Texans will win 2016. The big question, will pouting Ryan Mallett put his diapers on over or under his jock?
The Barry Warner Minute, presented by Classic Chevy Sugarland. Relax, enjoy the difference.
Barry Warner with Mark Collin, the general manager at Classic Chevy Sugarland, the only Car Pro approved Chevy dealer in the entire Houston metro area. Now, what makes Mark different? He does not sit up in a tower like most general managers in the city of Houston. That's not how they do things at Classic Chevy in Sugarland. Now, Mark, in most sports, you don't like that big goose egg, zero. But in this case, we love it.
Exactly, Barry. And right now at Classic Chevy in Sugarland, 0% APR is back on most of our Chevy lineup. We also have 2015 Malibu's demos, sell price, lowest of the season, $16,999. That's with rebates and big discounts. So hurry in and grab that zero APR or any of our other great deals while they last.
Where do you find them? Under the big American flag at highways 59 and 90. Online at ClassicChevySugarland.com.
Classic Chevrolet. Relax, enjoy the difference.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.75% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 855-875-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 855-875-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.75% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 855-875-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard West, Suite 200, Orange, California, 92868. Equal housing lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. Subject to loan underwriting. Rates may change without notice. NMLS number 128231.
This is Wingstop Tweet Talk. Nice public guy tweets. I called Wingstop more times this month than I called my mom. Hey, I get it. When you grow up, priorities change. But family should always come first. So this is what you should do. Get your mom a job at Wingstop. That way, whenever you call, you're calling both. And make sure to order that new spicy Korean Q wing. It's got a hint of honey, splash of sriracha, and it won't be around for long. So get your mom an application and get at it.
Sony SPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I-45 the North Freeway, northbound at Airline. There's a big accident in a couple of left lanes. There's also an accident out on the west Sam Houston Tollway, southbound at I-10. This report is brought to you by NBC. Don't miss a totally unpredictable and hilarious episode of Undateable live, followed by the premiere of the great new comedy Truth Be Told. It all begins at 8, 7 Central, only on NBC. From the Rigzoni SPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
From the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. It's basically just a party Friday here. John's just drilling beer left and right. To the point where he's going to say, I've got dog barking going on somewhere. What the hell's that?
That's my computer.
Oh.
My bad.
We're just rolling with it, man. It's
one
a Friday.
One of those days, man.
Hope everybody's going to have a great weekend. And as you can tell, a couple people here have already started it early. So I bet I still get drunker than both you guys by the end of the weekend.
Maybe. Maybe.
It's a challenge. Yeah. I don't know. It's his birthday weekend.
It's a challenge I'm often willing to accept, but I don't know about this weekend. I got to work all weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
I'll be at Christian's.
Well, that's not work.
No, I'll be at Champs on Sunday and Luke's on Saturday.
Luke's on Saturday, yeah. That's not work, dude. You sit out there and drink. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Hang out with all the pretty girls. Just
there'll
be cool.
Some of that.
Yeah.
There'll be some of that.
That's not work. Come on, man. Yeah, I'm on no alcohol until after the race tomorrow, which is like at 8, so about 10 o'clock when I get home. It's all day. It's yeah. On. That's how I undo everything that I do when I go out and run.
Since when do you not drink the day before a race?
I haven't been.
Oh.
I tried it one time to see if it would affect me. It did. So one of these days I want to get high before a race and see how that works.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready for his song?
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm not ready.
Come on, John. It's time. People are waiting.
All right, hold on.
So he says, tell him.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes.
I'm going to sit back in my chair.
Let's get out of this town. Drive out of the city.
I really don't know the song.
Come on, why'd you pick this song?
Cut.
Nothing lasts forever.
Cut.
Yeah, cut this.
Cut. Stop. John, stop. Find something you know. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, it's one thing to...
Let's see what the Billboard Hot 100 says. Let's pick something in the top five, maybe a big hit.
What's that one about? This is my whatever song that you hear all the time. I bet he could do that.
This is my fight song.
Yeah, yeah.
You could do that one, huh, John?
I don't know that one.
How about Ed Sheeran Photograph?
Okay, I could do that one. Hold on.
Let's take a phone call while he's figuring this out. John, can you put Chris on? What's up, Chris?
Hey, sports guys.
Hey, sports to you.
Hey, just curious as to what you thought on my theory on Bill O'Brien and his comments he made after the Colts game about 11 one-game seasons left and regarding Brian Hoyer being the starter for this season, meaning this next game. And the only way I could make sense of that comment was he thinks he's playing FanDuel. And I'll hang up and listen to see what you guys think.
I think Bill O'Brien realizes that he was wrong. And he is just going to go with – and maybe that's a way to get these guys to compete in practice. He's going to go with the guy that the guy that's got the hot hand or the guy who looks best in practice. I don't know. But what he's basically saying is neither one of these guys is, you know, in control of this job.
And nor should they be. But – in essence, he's mishandled this.
He has.
He doesn't know what he's doing, and it's showing. And this is I expect this out of a first-year head coach. I don't expect it in your second year. And I the one thing that's really irritating me about Bill O'Brien, and I said this when they hired him, on the high end, you get Jim Harbaugh. On the low end, you get Greg Schiano. When you hire these guys out of coaches with these hard-ass attitudes and everything else, that's your ceiling and that's your floor. And if you recall, Schiano had a little success the first year, then started having quarterback problems the second year. What happened? Gone.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying he's Greg Schiano yet, but he sure can't see it from here.
He's on the way. Yeah. John, are we ready?
Sure.
All right.
All right.
This should be better. This is more up your alley, I think.
It is. What a mess of a show.
It is. I love it.
Yeah, it's the best kind, man.
Just in case that Jason Barrett, that radio Loving consultant, sent any new people our way.
What was that?
Just in case that consultant sent any new people our way.
Yeah.
This is what they're hearing.
Sometimes, but it's the only thing that I know. And when it gets hard, you know it gets hard sometimes.
And sometimes it doesn't when you drink too much.
Especially you get that whiskey, Richard.
It's the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love.
They're all looking at me outside. Everybody outside is looking at me.
They're all like, I could do that, man.
The eyes are never closing. Hearts are never broken.
Right.
And times are never frozen
still. Feel it.
So we can keep me inside a pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone.
Wait for me to come home.
I feel it.
Oh, yeah. Let that in your soul, man.
Can heal.
Loving can heal. Can mend your soul.
Loving can mend your soul.
Yes.
And it's the only thing I know. No. I swear it can get easier. Remember that it'll ever be easier. And it's the only thing to take us when we die.
In the soul, man.
Keep this love in a photograph.
Yes.
We make these memories for ourselves. When our eyes are never closing, our hearts are never broken, our times are never frozen still.
Hit it, John.
You can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans.
Yes.
Holding me closer till our eyes are meet. We won't ever be alone.
You'll never be alone.
If you hurt.
I don't know if his girlfriend's listening.
It's okay, baby, may your words bleed. Inside these pages when you hold me, I won't ever let you go. Wait for me to come home.
Come on, John.
Wait for me to come home.
Yes.
All right, that's enough.
No, no, no. We got one more little.
No, no, no. 3 minutes is way too long.
One more verse.
3 minutes is way too long.
No, no. I want to hear you talk about the necklace when you were 16. Next to where? Next to your heartbeat, girl.
Heartbeat?
Or I shouldn't.
Heartbeat or heartbeat?
Heartbeat.
Oh, okay.
Keep it deep within your soul,
Fred. I thought he said heartbeat. I'm thinking of the Sons of the Heartbeat from Game of Thrones.
What if I hurt you, John?
It's okay, baby. Your words.
That's right.
Inside these pages you would hold me. I won't ever let you go. Whatever way.
What are you going to remember?
I will remember how you kissed me.
Where were we?
Under the lamppost back on 6th Street.
And what did I whisper?
You whisper through the phone.
What did I whisper?
Wait for me to come home.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Woo!
We got RJ Bell next.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, RJ Bell on the other side of the break.
You know, I like the idea of one of us getting ripped every Friday on the show. Just kind of rotate it. What do you think? It could be fun.
I still haven't gotten notes from RJ Bell, so we'll see how. I've got the trends and stuff like that, but I didn't get the official lines from him yet.
That was amazing, John.
Yeah, it was. You know what? You're better at this when you've had a couple beers.
No, no.
No, I think you are.
We won't do this for another couple of months. At least.
And if your girlfriend's not willing to do something strange and new to her for your birthday now, I don't know what's wrong with her.
All I know is that
I think she should be opening new doors. You know what I'm saying?
I think if we're
in your relationship,
I think this is going to make the best of the Blitz. I have a sneaking suspicion.
That was amazing.
Yeah, you know what? I got to go punch a clown now. I'm so excited. That was so good. Well, hopefully I'll be done before we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. This is usually where we have RJ Bell, but apparently we're having some difficulties. So can I throw you some Bovada odds on the next coach at USC while we're waiting?
Sure.
All right. These are from Bovada. Here is your favorite at plus 350, not Chip Kelly, Kyle Whittingham.
Someone asked us about that earlier today about who was the coach of the year, who would be the coach of the year in college football. It's hard to argue Kyle Whittingham, isn't it?
Yeah, I think. Well, it's too early to tell. I think there's a pretty short list.
Like to this point,
he's on the short list. I mean,
he's exceeded expectations more than anybody else. He had a team that wasn't ranked in the top 25 coming into the season, and now he's in the top five, and he beat Michigan.
Yeah, although first game at home, what Harbaugh's done since then is pretty amazing. I think the job that Rule's done at Temple is amazing so far. And Dabo Swinney, for that matter.
That's true.
All those guys, I think, it's just way too early to even speculate on something like that, but he's done a great job. Chip Kelly plus 600.
Yeah.
Brian Harsin plus 600.
I don't know why that guy's still such a hot commodity.
Yeah, I don't either. Plus 700, Tom Herman.
Oh, boy.
You guys don't want Tom Herman. You want him to get another year of experience before he starts going to USC. Justin Fuente plus 700. Clay Helton is plus 800. Jack Del Rio plus 800. That's an interesting choice,
actually.
Chris Peterson plus 900.
No, thanks.
Brian Kelly plus 900.
Oh, that would be cold-blooded.
It would.
I can't imagine that would happen.
No. Kevin Sumlin plus 1,100.
I think that'd be a good hire. I don't think it'll happen.
Gary Patterson plus 1,100. Patterson's never leaving TCU.
He shouldn't leave TCU because he'll be a disappointment anywhere else.
Well, and I don't know what it is that he's so in love with that place. Maybe they're supplying him with all kinds of drunk women or something, but that guy's never leaving. Mark D'Antonio plus 1,500.
Hey, did you guys see the news that came down about Jonathan Football?
I did not.
According to TMZ.com, Johnny Football, John Manziel's girlfriend, told police that the NFL star shoved her head into a window during a domestic dispute in their car on Monday and said that both of them had been drinking.
Didn't he just do rehab?
He just finished rehab. Cops say Manziel was initially pulled on Interstate 90 at 6 p.m. after someone called cops to complain that Johnny's car had passed him on the shoulder at a high rate of speed. During the stop, cops say Manziel's girlfriend, Colleen Crowley, said they'd been arguing, and he shoved her head against the window and said she threw a wallet out of the window. Cops said they noticed an abrasion on Crowley's arm but determined it was caused by Johnny restraining her when she tried to get out of the car while it was on the road.
I've had a chick try to do that to me once on a highway.
Tried to jump out of the car?
Yeah.
My wife does that every time we drive. Crowley reported.
Oh, I've seen the way you drive. I'm not surprised.
Crowley reported that the two had been drinking in downtown Cleveland earlier in the day. Day drinking after rehab is always a good thing. Cops said they did not believe either Johnny or Colleen was intoxicated to the point they should have been charged with a crime. And Colleen also told cops she did not want to press charges against John. Ultimately, they left the scene together without being charged or cited for anything. Crowley issued a statement on Instagram saying, "Jay and I are good. I appreciate the people who stopped to check on us and call the police. I could see how it may have looked. Anytime anyone sees a guy and a girl arguing on the side of the road, they should definitely stop. You never know what that could be. Fortunately, it was just an argument. It was private, and we are all good."
Argue when you get home.
That's a good call.
Everybody just shut up until you get home, and then you can go into each other.
Especially if you're a high-profile guy.
Yeah, and there's no
dealing with alcohol stuff.
I had a girl that I was going out with for a while, and I guess lady by that time, because this was about, 10 years ago. And she got really, really drunk, and so I was driving her home from a party, and she said, "I forgot something. We need to turn around." And I'm like, "Well, I'm going to get you home. Tell me what it is. I'll make sure we get it tomorrow." She goes, "No, I'm getting out," and we're going 60 miles an hour, and she opens the door and tries to get out. Fortunately, she had her seatbelt on.
That stopped her.
Yeah, that would have kept her from getting out. But I'm like, oh, what the hell have I gotten myself into? Needless to say, we didn't go out again. Let's grab Andy. He wants to comment on John singing. This could go any direction. What's up, Andy?
Hey, am I on?
Yep. What's up, sports?
First time calling in.
Welcome to the program.
I've had a terrible day, but that, man, I've never laughed so hard. That was awesome. Y'all should get lit every single week. Take turns. I liked the whole that suicide episode that y'all had a few weeks ago or a month ago maybe, but this one, man, I really needed that. That was, I'm starstruck right now. That was awesome.
Awesome,
that was,
man.
So awesome. And I'm glad that y'all let it run for the whole thing, too.
Excellent news. I'm glad we've helped make your day.
Yeah, Julian said, I've been listening to you guys forever. It's one of the best shows ever. I love it when that. Yeah, that's always the thing that I love hearing from people. It's like, man, I was having a bad day and I started listening to you guys and made me laugh.
So, I love that too because I feel like we're healthier than methamphetamines. Like a lot of people have a bad day, they go home and they, you know, use a bunch of crystal meth. And if we can help you not take crystal meth, I feel like our job is done, right?
Or not commit domestic violence.
Yeah.
That's what we need. We need some new advertisements, John. The Blitz, helping to prevent domestic violence.
So I got to clear up from RJ. I just connected with him just now. But he said somebody else dialed into his line, and he thought it was us. And we're going to get him on the other side.
So he just did an interview with some random
guys? No. He thought it was us. But it wasn't. Somebody else dialed into his ISDN line. It wasn't us.
Well, who the hell has access to his ISDN line?
I have no idea. But we'll. I guess you want to make him the gem of the day.
Well, we'll do the gem of the day at
6:15. We'll delay the gem of the day. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll get him on the other. I told him we'll get him on the other side.
So for those of you who haven't got enough singing today and have to hear gem of the day, tune in at 6:15. That's when we'll do it. As we'll do RJ, then we'll do NFL, then we'll do gem of the day. And then we're almost done after that, so yeah. I don't want to get too far ahead here. And we're back on the Blitz. Are you up for whatever? Could be college football, a trip out of town, or maybe playoff tickets to see Houston's home team run to... Well, it's not going to be that. Guess we should update these things, huh? Let's try this again. Are you up for whatever? Could be college football, a trip out of town. Join A.J. Hoffman and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew for an Up for Whatever Sundays presented by Bud Light. This week, we're at Drinkery at Midtown from noon until 2. Texans face the Jaguars. It could be your chance to win whatever. That sounds like fun. I know you'll be drinking there, just like Jong is now. All right.
Jong is lit, and the people love it.
They do. And I'm just glad R.J. Bell is here to kind of spare us from more Jong singing, because I think that's all people want to hear right now is Jong singing drunk. What's up, R.J.?
Well, listen, I got to explain what happened, guys. This was unbelievable. So, you know, our segment's 3:30 Pacific, typically, for years. Never missed one, I don't think, because I don't do those kind of things.
Because you're a pro.
That's just the way I do, as they say. And then someone connects on the box. You know, I've got the box at the house, and it's a voice I've never heard before that who the host is. So I'm thinking, man, they didn't tell me that my boys weren't going to be there in Houston. And then I'm looking at my email as I'm talking, and the John emails and says, RJ, you're busy. Why can't we connect to you? I'm on another show. I didn't even know it.
were they talking to you?
Yeah. No, it was a show that somehow the time got changed, and it was a national show, so it was a big show, but I thought I was talking to you guys, you know, the same station. But here we are.
What the hell? So someone stole our spot?
Exactly. But I thought it was you. I would have never let it happen.
I can't. A national show. Who's the national show? Who was it?
It's a Fox National. So I usually do it with the Gormans, but they had a guest host. And that's why I didn't know the voice.
Son of a bitch. I can't believe this is happening.
How long did it take you to figure out it wasn't us?
It was till the I knew it wasn't you. I knew it wasn't you guys I was talking to. I'm saying I didn't know it wasn't this station until your producer emailed me and said, "What the heck? We can't connect to your box." Because I was on the line.
Okay.
It felt like a dream.
How did the segment go, though?
I was very distracted, so it was horrible.
Okay, good. Yeah, give us your good stuff, though.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, give us the very best thing you have this week now.
I just did. That was that story. Oh,
boy.
Let's talk Colts. This is a fascinating game to me. I mean, you guys, you know what you're doing with these numbers. Does it make sense to you? I mean, earlier today, this game was 10. You know, now it's down to 9. I mean, does the idea of the Patriots being favored by almost double digits on the road – make sense?
No, it doesn't, but I've also established a new rule when it comes to me betting, and it's that I don't bet against the Patriots this year because they are out hurting people's feelings, and this line specifically because, and normally Colts plus, and it's been 10, it was up to 11 yesterday. Colts at home over the last 5 years have just been money, and I'm not willing to push a button on 10, 10 and a half, 11. And I don't know why. I'm definitely not betting New England, but I can't bet against the Colts or against the Patriots right now because they just seem like they're playing with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's middle fingers up in the air, and they are out to hurt feelings.
You know, there's some of that. You know, that happened during their undefeated year, you know, after the, you know, taping incident.
Right.
And but I tell you, one, let's look at the Colts as home underdogs. This is amazing. They've actually covered 8 straight as a home underdog. Okay, that's great. They won all 8 of those games straight up. So the last 8 times they were supposed to lose at home, they've won all 8 of the games. The last 6 were with Luck at quarterback, and then there were 2 prior to Luck's time, you know, in Indy. But let me kind of quantify how rare it is to have a road favorite in double digits. If you go back to 2000, it averages less than 5 times a year that there's any home underdog getting double digits. So you're telling me the Colts with an expected Luck, you know, Luck expected to play, are going to be one of the 5 biggest mismatches for a home team of the entire year? Then you think about flipping. If this game were in New England, it's a 6-point flip or so, right? So because it's 3 points to go from home to neutral and then 3 more to go to the other venue. You're telling me the Pats would be a 16-point favorite here? I mean, could you imagine the Colts, who were one of the 5 favorites to win the Super Bowl? They were the number one favorite in some spots in Vegas in July. And then after a handful of games this season in which they're 3-2, and they won, you know, a game with a backup or 2 games with a backup quarterback, but somehow they're going to be one of the biggest mismatches of the year. If you would have bet this game last week, this exact game, the line was 5. So to me, the difference between 5 and 10 is the national media getting the narrative of revenge time for Deflategate. And I'm not saying the Pats don't win this game by 30. It's just that statistically, it doesn't make sense to me that this line is almost double digits.
If you told me there was going to be a 10, 11-point favorite on the road, I would tell you that the game was going to happen in Jacksonville or Tampa or Nashville, and there's zero chance it would happen in Indianapolis. So I totally agree with what you're saying. It's almost like it's almost offensive to me, it should be offensive to the Colts that this number has gotten like. And the Colts clearly aren't the Colts that they've been in the past, at least not through 4 games, 5 games. But I don't think that they're the kind of team that should be 10.5-point dogs to
at
anyone.
At home. I mean, but the flip side is you can see why people are so excited about the Pats, not only on the surface, you know, with Brady and the performance so far. I mean, literally last 3 games, 91 completions, 128 attempts, right? So 70% or whatever. 1,099 yards in 3 games, 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Looks amazing. Then you look at Luck against the Pats. I mean, this is almost hard to believe. The Pats have played Luck 4 times during his career. Pats have won every game by over 20 points. If you look at the 3 games that's happened since the calendar year 2014, in those 3 games, New England has rushed for 657 yards. So 200 yards a game times 3 is 600. So over 200 a game and 13 rushing touchdowns. Not 13 touchdowns, 13 rushing touchdowns. And one thing we don't talk about a lot, but it's a powerful concept, running the ball on a team is repeatable. So imagine you can win a game by 21 against an opponent, but you had a punt return, maybe an interception return. That stuff you don't really repeat. You can't just kind of turn it on and off. But being able to run to the left, run to the right, and gain good yardage, you can repeat that. And I know this is a different team every year, but it's not that different. So to me, I see all the reasons that you would like New England here. I would like them maybe laying 3, 3.5. The idea that they're laying 10 or almost 10 now is hard to believe.
Yeah, I can't touch that game, but it is a fascinating game, and it does. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not going to punch a button on Sunday if it gets even higher, but that whole dynamic there. And I think you're right. I think the media is spreading that. That's, oh, they're going to stomp a hole in them, Deflategate and everything else. Public starts jumping on that, and I think that's why we're seeing some of the movement we are, too.
Well, real quick is, you know, like you, a guy like on Mike Golic, you know, savvy guy played in the league, right? Professional media guy. Greeny said, well, when do you bet, you know, what line do you bet the Colts at plus 14? He goes, I don't know. 14, I don't think so. So, and again, this guy's a lot, you know, more educated about football than most batters. There's just a sense that I don't want to step in front of the Pats. And really, I feel the same thing. It's just I know, you know, my wife works out a lot. And whenever she feels pain, like she's working out hard, she goes, I know when I'm hurting that I'm doing something right. Well, I know when I hate making a bet. I'm doing something right because that means very few people are betting it, and that means we're getting a good price on it.
One of the numbers that kind of threw me off this week was Seattle minus 7. And I know Carolina's undefeated, and hell, the Seahawks have a losing record. But Seattle at home is typically pretty tough, and I don't think Seattle's a 2-3 type of team, and I don't think Carolina's a 5-0 or 4-0 type of team. Is that number just – is that a trap to you, or what do you see with that line?
I think your instincts are exactly right. I think, let's quantify how good Seattle is. So one of the things we do at the website is we have our Vegas ranking. So from a Vegas perspective, the NFL teams are ranked 1 to 32.
Right.
This week, Seattle was number 3. Now, you could debate they're 4, they're 5, but they're certainly in the top 5, and our rankings have them 3. And then you think about how good Seattle is at home. Just in general, probably the best home field in the NFL right now. The only competitive other venue would be, let's say, Green Bay. But if you look at Seattle in a competitive game, so I'm saying before the game starts, we're going to define competitive games as not favored by more than a touchdown. So this game just makes it 7 points is not more than a touchdown. They've had 12 of those games since the start of the 2012 season. They're 12-0 straight up, 12-0 against the spread, and they've covered the spread on average by almost 2 touchdowns per game. So they've exceeded expectation, even though the expectation's been high because it's been a good team with a strong home field during all of those years. They've blown by them by almost the expectations by almost 2 touchdowns. Why? What's the logic? The logic is simple. What drives that Seattle home field advantage? It's the intensity of the crowd. It's the noise of the crowd. We've seen the meters with the noise. Well, when they're playing a game that feels like a must win, because Seattle's 2-3, it's certainly a high priority game. And then you're playing a competitive team, you get a fever pitch, and Seattle is literally unbeatable in that situation if you look at recent history.
All right, one more before we let you go. I'm sure you're getting asked about this game everywhere you go, but the Texans at Jacksonville.
Oh yes.
How often do we see the Jags favored? Let's start with that question.
Yeah, this is one. If you're a fan of the Texans, it might be demoralizing. So I'll give you 3 seconds to close your ears here. Okay, here we go. Last 48 games. So the prior 48, the Jags have been favored once in 48 games. And now against Houston, they're favored. 1.5 right now, home favorite. You know, I'd like to hear you guys real quick on this. I mean, to me, Hoyer's numbers have been better, and now he's got the whole week to prep. I mean, I got a little bit of optimism for Hoyer. What do you guys think?
Actually, for Hoyer, I do. But the problem with this team is, I mean, the quarterbacks have not been good. And at his best, he's average. But defensively, they forced no turnovers this last year or this year like they did last year. And you know how much we talk about turnovers and the variable that they are. But no turnovers, no pressure on the quarterback, and they've been running. The defense has just been ridiculous. Teams have run all over them. So I don't really know that the quarterback change is going to make a difference. I think Hoyer should play better. But the real issue is if they don't start getting some kind of pressure on the other side of the ball, they're not going to beat anybody.
Now, Foster, last week before, 8 carries, 10 yards, not great. 41 yards last week, but on 19 carries, I mean, do you feel like he's still less than 100% hobbled, or is this just Foster now?
No, I think the offensive line is a joke. I think that they're running out mishmash units. They have not had any consistency there, and the guys that have been out there have been either being moved in and out or shouldn't be starting. I mean, the offensive line is one of the biggest problems with the offense. Right up there with quarterback, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have the O-line, you don't have the quarterback, it's tough. Last question. I love getting the local kind of perspective. Is I've had multiple wise guys, you know, tell me they really were optimistic about O'Brien coming in. But looking at some of the decisions, you know, maybe some X's and O's, but more kind of team management and such. And they're starting to question and kind of give him a minus grade right now. I mean, what's – I know fans, when a team's losing, there's always going to be the negativity. But what's the sharp guy saying in town?
Well, I we've been questioning this not just in play calling, but the fact that it looks like he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. I mean, you spend all summer picking a quarterback, and then after 3.5 quarters, you're going to switch right back. And then you switch again, and even with the kicker, he just decides to eject the kicker. And plus, there's some in-game stuff.
Well, listen, that kicker. Well, the kicker you guys sent him, I'm sorry, we were talking Jacksonville. Okay, yeah. I thought because the Steelers took the Jacksonville.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well for you either. But it just the decision making, and then some of the play calling as well. Just it looks like a mishmash, and it doesn't look like he has a grip on what he's doing. And I pretty much have put Greg Schiano on him at this point. So.
Well, you know, the thing that happens with, you know, the skill set to be a good college coach is different. And the skill set to have handled that Penn State situation was a unique or an uncommon skill set. But he certainly had that. But it's a different skill set than being an NFL head coach. So, you know, that said, as a Steeler fan, you know, everyone's been so like, oh, look at Tomlin and how, you know, gutsy he was to go for it.
That's a dumb call.
Gutsy, run a quarterback sneak, and if you don't make it, call timeout, and then decide to go for it on fourth or not, and then you get two plays or one play, and then you can tie the game. Instead, he calls a play that's only one play with 5 seconds left.
RJ, I spent 30 minutes talking about how Tomlin is trying to be too cute for his own good this season, and it's going to end up costing them eventually.
One of the it's cost them again and again. One of the worst game managers in the NFL. But in other aspects, as a head coach, he's one of the best. So it's fascinating.
How much of that is him? How much of that is the offensive coordinator? Because that came up the other day too.
Tomlin's the type that if there's a decision like that, he's going to be involved.
That's what I said.
And when it comes to the play call, in theory, you're going to let the OC do it. But in that situation where the play call dictates so much, you know, it felt collaborative. He certainly was taking his bows after the game. So, I mean, my sense was he was involved in the decision.
Let me ask you this, and this has nothing to do with gambling, but it's you know, you're a Steelers fan.
Yes.
If they don't call that penalty – if they don't call the unnecessary roughness penalty that only moved the ball half a yard, but what it did do was it stopped the clock and they used their timeout. Does Mike Tomlin kick there or does he go for it?
To me, the play he called made it almost certain that it was going to be either a touchdown or game over. So I don't see – now, the half a yard might have changed that. Right. But I don't see how having a timeout or not changes it, because if you call a play, it's going to take more than 5 seconds anyway.
Yeah.
Why does having a timeout matter?
That's true.
Which is why I think it was a mistake to play call.
All right. RJ, this is how much we love you. We're way over for a break. So we're going to get yelled at. But that's all right, because you're the best, man. Appreciate the time. And I'm sorry that you got hijacked on us.
Listen, I appreciate you guys made the switch up. My pleasure.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Don't let it happen again.
No problem.
RJ Bell, pregame.com. Check out the website. It's fantastic. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.